Do you remember much back from 9/11? One of the most interesting stories I ever had out of it was a friend who's an artist, actually extraordinarily talented person, Perth local, by the name of Deanne Chook. And Deanne was on a train on the morning of 9/11 and happened to be sitting next to this, well, on this subway train, she was sitting next to none other than Harrison Ford. And being a artist slash journalist, she used to run, she was the publisher of a fantastic local magazine called Moo back in the 90s. She asked Harrison if she could take some photographs of him, and he agreed. They then, the train then pulled into the station, and, well, chaos ensued. Everything had gone down while they were going from one station to the next. And sadly, in the confusion, her camera and the photographs of Harrison were lost in the process. Now, the Revelation Film Festival is about to crank up again. And one of the movies that is featuring is a movie called IXXI, or 9/11, directed by Sean Wilsey. It is going to premiere at Revelation Film Festival. And Sean joins me on the line from Tokyo now. Good morning, Sean.
How are you?
Yep, I've got you loud and clear. It sounds like a fantastic new take on it, actually looking at the stories of the people like around the event.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I feel like I was in New York on 9/11, and that Harrison Ford story is amazing. And in a way, like, things like that that might have happened to loads of people that were, you know, important stories in their lives, like how often do you get to meet somebody like that,
right,
completely were obliterated by this huge event that made, like, in a way, personal stories kind of no longer mattered for a while. And this film is, like, all about really intimate personal stories that are, like, all around 9/11, but some of them, in fact, are, like, indifferent to 9/11 in a way. It almost puts, like, people's personal lives and smaller stories in the context of 9/11 without actually being, like, overtly, this is only about 9/11.
Well, because they all the other ones, or all the other detail on it seems to, you know, look at the geopolitics that was going on, or, you know, analysing the engineering of the towers themselves, or the planes that hit them. This is about the human stories.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally without ideology. And I didn't even really set out to make a non-ideological 9/11 movie. When I started working on it, like, I just would meet people in the course of my life who had really interesting stories. I would always be like, what were you doing the day before 9/11? Do you remember? And sometimes people would have really detailed memories of that day. And sometimes they'd be kind of smaller stories, or, like, just really particular. Like, there was this one guy who's in the movie who's a UPS manager, which is, like, you know, the parcel delivery company for in the States. And he just remembered every woman that he'd flirted with that day. And I just thought, oh, that's, you know, like, in great detail. And I was like, that's so poignant because, you know, it was kind of, to me, like a story about hope. Like, it's so hopeful to be out there, like, delivering packages, just, like, flirting, having fun. And then it was like, oh, my God, you know, the most serious thing ever happened. How do you, like, make sense of those things? And so talking to people about their, like, everyday lives.
All their everyday lives that were suddenly brought to a slamming halt.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's, like, one of those days that everybody remembers what they were doing. Everything, like, the world we're living in now is kind of the world that was made on that day. I mean, I'm super psyched the film is premiering in Perth because, you know, it's literally the farthest city in the world from New York City.
Oh, yeah, we are at that.
Yeah, you literally are. When I found out that the film was accepted into the festival, I was really excited. And I thought, wait a minute, is it possible that Perth is furthest city away from New York? And there's like a list, and I scrolled down to New York, and it was like furthest away, Perth, Australia.
So how long was the film in the making for, Sean? There's a lot of personal stories in there. How did you hunt all these people down?
You know, I would just talk to people. I really wanted, like, New York, one of the coolest things about New York is that it's a really social city. People talk to each other. You're kind of forced to interact with people because you're always on the subway together or just, like, jostling down the sidewalk. And there's so many different worlds in the city, and it's, like, just really heterogeneous. And I would really set out to just, like, talk to people whenever I was, like, anywhere. Like, I volunteered after 9/11 and worked, like, quite closely with people who had lost people. But I always felt like New York's, like, a really joyful, upbeat, interesting city. And I never saw New York the way that I saw it after 9/11. Like, you know, it also seems like this juggernaut that's kind of impervious to everything. It's like, that's where you want to go if you want to make it, if you want to, you know, accomplish things. And it was, like, really humble, New York, after 9/11. And everybody really kind of changed their lives. And, like, there was this beautiful period where people were, like, really looking out for each other. And we all felt like we were in it together. And I kind of wanted to, like, recapture that. Like, I think a lot of us really missed it, which is, like, ironic to say. But, you know, the couple of months after 9/11, before it got turned into, like, a justification for some of the, like, wars that happened subsequent to that, there was this period where, like, none of us knew what to make of it. And all we knew is that we had to rely on each other, and we were all in it together. And if you talk to New Yorkers about that period, they always show you this side of themselves that they don't usually show. That's, like, really intimate, really present, and like, kind of, you know, it's like a cliche in New York that the first thing anybody asks you is, like, what do you do? And that doesn't happen when you're talking about 9/11. It's like, who are you? And I just kept meeting people that I thought were cool and that didn't have anything to do with each other. Like, there's a couple of, you know, well-known people in the movie. There's Griffin Dunn, who is an actor who I think was in, like, have you ever seen After Hours? That's, like, the best movie about New York, you know, certainly one of the best ever. He's in this, talking about, you know, what happened to him. But he's, like, such a kind of icon of New York. And then there's, like, you know, the UPS guy that I just happened to know that I'd met, and some other people who were, like, very up close to it in the news business. There's a New York Times reporter who, like, went down there to cover it, and his moment in the film is so funny because he was like, well, you know, this is going to be a big fire. It could last 24 hours, maybe even 48 hours. Definitely, this is going to be the biggest story in New York today, maybe the world. First things first, I better get a nice big iced coffee.
That makes sense. Perfect sense, Sean.
You're right, you know? So, but it's like nobody knows that they're, like, about to be in a moment of history. And in a way, I was just like, it was a moment for all of us. And I just wanted to find people who really embodied a lot of different New Yorks and get them to say what it meant to them. But more importantly, like, what their own lives mean to them.
If you've just joined us on The Record, I'm chatting to the director of a movie that's facing its world release at the Revelation Film Festival. The movie's called 9/11, but that's in Roman lettering. Now, Sean, much was made over here of the resilience of New Yorkers. There was a very strong narrative that sort of followed after 9/11. Did many New Yorkers leave? I mean, it would have been a pretty scary thing having that sort of destruction brought to your doorstep.
Yeah, I mean, I was a big skateboarder and used to skateboard all over New York. And in the aftermath of 9/11, I, you know, kept doing that. And I remember one time, like, the city had a real feeling of vulnerability, and there was a lot of, like, lovingness expressed by people, and people were, like, really inviting each other into their homes, and there was a lot of that, but there was also this tension. I remember I was skating through a housing project way uptown, and this kid came, like, running across the kind of concrete in front of the project and, like, slugged me. And I didn't, like, not that hard, but it was still, like, really aggressive, you know? And he was like, a young kid, and I was in my 30s, and I sort of, like, got off the skateboard, and I looked at him, and I was like, what are you doing? And he goes, oh, I don't know. And I said, well, you know, we all got to stick together. This isn't the time for that kind of thing. And he's like, he goes, okay, yeah, you're right.
Well played.
I just think we were all like, I know. I mean, there are a lot of really funny stories in the film. And it's like, it's weird that it's like a funny movie about 9/11. But I think, like, you know, comedy and tragedy are like always like right on the other side of each other. And it was a time where New York was like totally up for grabs. It was like, what are we going to be? We don't even know who we are anymore. We never thought something like this could happen. Architecturally, those buildings were, like, beloved. And it felt like a real, like, you know, we've been maimed, you know? You'd, like, look up, and they were gone. And that was cut off your face or something. And at the same time, it was, like, a real tool to happen as well.
Now, Sean, it was 20 years ago, over 20 years ago. The political landscape in the U.S. has changed a huge amount since then. I mean, back then, we didn't really think that George Bush would be made to look intellectual. But sadly, that's happened over there.
I don't think it should.
How have the attitudes on the street changed to 9/11 over that period? I mean, you must have noticed somewhat of a shift in the just that personal approach even to it, given that, well, what happened between 2016 and 21?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the main image in the film that, like, kind of recurs a lot is this painting this friend of mine did of the whole city of New York is destroyed, but the Twin Towers are still standing. And I think that's kind of what it was like. We all felt like they'd gotten us and that the towers were kind of, we were like keeping them alive in a funny way. And that feeling of nostalgia and vulnerability, I think that's still how people in New York feel about it. I think it was like taken, and of course, like, you know, stuff happened in D.C. as well.
Yeah.
But that target was really different. And, you know, it wasn't a civilian target. It was, the Pentagon wasn't a place that everybody loved. And the feeling in New York is still, like, it's just a personal thing that happened. It's not a global event. It's not a political event. People have really, like, subtle, nuanced, interesting stories about it. Like, one of the guys that I interviewed in the film is a pro skateboarder. And this guy, Pat Coda Smith, who's a Chinese-American skater, really talented skater, and Ground Zero, 9/11, like the World Trade Center, that was his spot. Like, he would go down there because they had, like, amazing banks and obstacles that you could, like, skate on that, you know, largely were there because of the first bombing in 93, where they, like, you know, drove a truck into the garage and tried to blow up the buildings from below. And he talks, I mean, we've got amazing footage of him, like, skating there. And, you know, skateboarders have, like, a different view of everything. Cause the kind of, like, urban blight that other people are like, oh, man, this is horrible. That's like an open pasture, you know, of beauty for a skateboarder. And for this guy, and for, like, for me to a degree, though I was never a pro skater, you look at it from, like, this really personal, like, I like, achieved all these challenging things athletically at this spot, and it's gone because of, like, huge events that have nothing to do with me.
What? Landscaping changed. it was, from that aspect, yeah, that was a personal piece of landscape that just evaporated.
Yeah, man. I mean, I just, like, really think it's interesting to look at huge events that everybody has ideas about and just, like, make them really personal, make them really intimate. And because, like, everybody's got a story and everybody's got their own point of view. And I don't think there's any one way of looking at this thing. And, I mean, like, you know, the set that everybody is interviewed in, there's, like, these two sets. One of them is a mirror sitting on a table with water on top of the mirror, and people are sitting there like they're at a desk, you know, but there's like a second self kind of reflected down in the mirror. And, you know, that idea of twins obviously is like a direct reference to the World Trade Center, but it's also just like, you know, you've got like your public self, you've got yourself that you show everybody, and then there's like this other self that's, you know, maybe just as real.
Well, Sean, as we've mentioned, the film is premiering at the Revelation Film Festival.
Yeah.
The fantastic thing about the premiere is you're fronting with the U.S. Consul General for a Q&A.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Consul General Mayer is going to be there. And for me, that's, like, really exciting because there's a moment in the film where we ask people, like, are you proud to be an American? And people have, like, really interesting answers. Maybe my favorite one is the same guy, the skater. He says, well, you know, kind of a weird question. He's like, I can't really be proud of something that I didn't choose. you know, I should be proud of, like, the actions and the choices that I made. And, like, I feel proud to be an American in that you get a lot of freedom and a lot of things are expressible. And I'm, like, really honored that I get to represent the country and that she's going to be there. It's really, like, a huge deal. I'm really excited about it.
Well, Sean, I look forward to hearing your thoughts and those of the U.S. Consul General and taking in 9/11. At Luna Cinema in Leederville on Thursday, the 13th of July, 6:30 p.m. Mate, it's going to be quite the night.
Oh, man, I'm so excited. My son and I, my teenage son, he's coming, and we can't wait to be there. We've never been to Australia.
Oh, well, we have to get you some good skate spots. Sean, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, and look forward to meeting you.
Hey, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. That is Sean Wilsey. He's the director of the movie 9/11, which is in, IXXI, Roman numerals, if you're trying to find it. But it's a feature documentary just being released, getting its worldwide release here in Perth.